Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, seven lines on the bottom, by the words Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the five tefillahs and the ten kiddushin that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. And Baker, the Gemara we just had in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, focused on three psukim in Parshas Achrimais, all in Parak Tazayin. So over there, the pasuk over there says that by each one, by each change of avoda, the Gemara darshan that by each change of avoda, so there's a tefillah. By each tefillah, there's two kiddushin. That's how we have five tefillahs and two kiddushin. Now, what's the drushas? We had a machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, and it's all again based off of the same two or three psukim in the beginning of the parsha. In pasuk Dalet, the pasuk says Rachatz b'mayim es besari. That's a pasuk between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Avodas Hayoyim, when the Kohen Gadol changes from his Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan. So the pasuk over there, mamish in the beginning of the parsha, in pasuk Dalet, it says, V'rachatz b'mayim es besari. And then in the end of the parsha, between the Avodas Hayoyim and when the Kohen Gadol brings his aisle in the aisle of the Am, over there in pasuk Chav Gimel, the pasuk says that he takes off his Big Day Lavan. It says, Ufashad is Big Day Habad. And then in pasuk Chav Dalet, it's in the end of the parsha, it says Verachatz es besaru v'mayim, that he goes to the mikvah. So Rabbi Yehuda learned that the makar is from the end of the parsha, from pasuk Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, but over there where it says Verachatz es besaru v'mayim, that's the makar when the Kohen Gadol is switching from his Big Day Lavan, from doing the Avodas Hayoyim to the Akravas of the two Elim. That's Rabbi Yehuda says that's the makar for the chiyuv tefillah when changing avodas on Yom Kippur, and we apply that to then every time the Kohen Gadol changes avodas on Yom Kippur, he goes to the mikvah. But he learned that the makar is from pasuk Chav Dalet, from the end of the parsha. That's Rabbi Yehuda's makar. And Rabbi said that no, the makar is from the beginning of the parsha, from pasuk Dalet, where the pasuk says v'rachas b'mayim es besari. That's the makar when the Kohen Gadol is changing from his Big Day Zahav, from after bringing the carbon tamid shel shachar, and he's changing into his Big Day Lavan to do the avodas hayoyim. So that's where Rabbi says that's the makar for the tefillah when changing avodas. And then he also brought that there's extra words in pasuk Dalet. It says over there Big Day Kodesh Haim, and it groups together all the different begadim. That's what Rebbe says. That's how we know also when he changes from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Meaning really Baker pasuk Dalet is talking about when changing from his Big Day Zav to his Big Day Lavan. So that's really all you could bring a makar for is that when changing from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, that there's a chiyuv tefillah. But Rebbe says from the extra words Big Day Kodesh Haim, we learn out that it goes both ways. That who adin when he changes from his Big Day Lavan to his Big Day Zav, there also he needs to do a tefillah. So now according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only really mentioned the makar. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's makar was from the end of the parsha between the Avodas Hayoyim and the Elim. So we only mentioned the makar that when changing from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, that there's a chiyuv tefillah. So now that's what our Gemara is going to pick up. And how do we know it goes the other way around? Also, that also when he changes from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan, that there's also a tefillah then. So that's where our Gemara is going to pick up. So now the Gemara doesn't say, though, at least the Fi Gear, so it doesn't say Amar Mar, but it's Kilu, it says Amar Mar, Amar Rav Yehuda, Minayin L'chamesh Tefillos Asar Kiddushin Shetayvul Kain Gadol U'Makadish Rebayoyim. The Gemara is quoting what we said earlier, that the Rav Yehuda says, what's the Makar for the tefillah? Tamalaymar Uva Aaron Aloy Omayid V'rachat Tespesar Uva Mayim B'makam Kadesh. From this Pasuk, from the Pasuk in the beginning of, from the Pasuk in the end of the Parsha, sorry, from Pasuk of Dalet over there where it says V'rachat Tespesar Uva Mayim B'makam Kadesh, that's talking about tefillah. Halamata shekol mishana mi'avayda la'avayda ton tefillah. That's what we said already until now. So now says the Gemara, Ashkecha mi Big Day Lavan la Big Day Zav. This is a makar that when the Kohen Gadol goes from his Big Day Lavan to his Big Day Zav, so that he needs a tefillah. Because this pasuk is written after the Kohen Gadol finishes the Avodas Hayoyim, before he starts to bring the Elim, when he's changing into his Big Day Zav. So in Echanami, now we have a Makar, that when the Kohen Gadol changes from his Big Day Lava to his Big Day Zav, that there's a Chiyav Tefillah. But from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lava, Minayin. But how do I know that it goes the other way also? How do we know that there's a Chiyav Tefillah also when he changes from his Big Day Zav to his Big Day Lava? So says the Gemara. Turning on to Amud Beis, Tanit Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, it's a Kal V'chaymer. Ma Big Day Zav she'ein kai nichnas ben lefnai v'lefnim ta'an tefillah. If one changing out of his Big Day Zav, into his Big Day Zav, from his Big Day Lavan to his Big Day Zav, So he's changing into his big day zav. The big day zav are less chashiv. The Kohen Gadol does not go lefnai v'lefnim with the big day zav. And yet still it requires a tefillah, so big day lavan. So when he's changing into his big day lavan, when he's going the other way around, when he's taking off his big day zav, and he's putting on his big day lavan, shenichnas behen lefnai v'lefnim, which are the begadim that he goes lefnai v'lefnim with. So einai din shetan tefillah, and all the more so it should need tefillah. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Shmuel says it's a kavu chaymer. Once Rabbi Yehuda has a makar that when changing from his big day lavan to his big day zav that he needs to go to the mikvah, then surely when he goes the other way around, when he goes from his big day zav to his big day lavan, which are more chashiva clothing, it's the begadim that he goes of fnai v'lefnim with, so then surely there it should need a tefillah. Now the Ritva points out that we know that from Rosh Hashanah we learned the chavava min aleph that the reason why you go lefnai the kain gadol went lefnai v'lefnim with the big day lavan and not the big day zav is not because the big day lavan are more chashiv. It's because Enka Tager Nasa Senegar, he's not allowed to go in with his big day zav into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a reminder of the Egel HaZav of our Chat. So we can't have that the Kohen Gadol is now going to use the Zav to be Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. So that's the reason why he doesn't go with the big day Zav. How could the Gemara say that it's a, that you see from here that the big day lavan are more chashuv? So the Ritva says the Enechanami. The reason why you don't, the Kohen Gadol doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim with the big day zav is not because the big day zav are less chashuv. But lemaisa, now that the Kohen Gadol only goes lefnai v'lefnim with the big day lavan, so that itself makes the big day lavan more chashuv. So Enechanami, the fact that he goes lefnai v'lefnim with the big day lavan is not a simin ledavar that the big day lavan are more chashuv, because we know the reason why he goes in. But it's a siba that now that gufa makes it that the big day lavan are more chashuv. And therefore, says Rabbi Yishmael, if when changing into his big day zav, he needs to do a tefillah, so then surely when he changes into his big day lavan, he should need to do another tefillah, because that's the clothing that he goes lefnai v'lefnim with. Fact the Gemara, it's not a good kavachaymer, because ikal mifrach mal big day zav shekein kaparasa maruba. You're saying that the big day lavan are more chashuv because he goes lefnai v'lefnim, but maybe the big day zav are really more chashuv because the big day zav are kaparasa and maruba. Its kapara is a lot. That's the literal translation of the word. What does it mean, kaparasa maruba? So if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel says that what makes the big day zav kaparasa maruba is that it's kol hashana kula, as opposed to the big day lavan, which is pamachas b'shana. That the big day zav is what the Kohen Gadol wears all year round. All year round he uses the big day zav. So it's kaparasa maruba because it's all year round, as opposed to the big day lavan, which is only once a year on Yom Kippur. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says that the kaparasin is meruba shemishtamish behen kol yomayis hashana, that the big day zav uses all year round. Aval avaydes penim yom kippurim, but when it comes to the avaydes penim of Yom Kippur, so now you would expect Rashi to say that that's only once a year. That he's saying that the big day zav is kaparasa meruba. Why? Because it's all year, as opposed to the big day lavan, like we just saw in Rabbeinu Chananel, as opposed to the big day lavan, it's only once a year. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, as opposed to the big day lavan, that ena mechaperes el al tumas mikdash ukdashav. Rashi says, as opposed to the big day lavan, which is only mechaper on one thing. Now that's not davar ve'afechod. That's not the proper contrast. If you want to say that the big day lavan, the reason why it's not kaparasa meruba is because it's only mechaper on tumas mikdash ukdashav. It's not mechaper on a lot of things. So then Rashi should have started off that the reason why big day zahav is kaparasa meruba, it's because it's mechaper on a lot of things. He's mechaper on he does different things that are mechaper for many different types of things with the big day zahav, as opposed to the big day lavan, which is only mechaper on tumas mikdash ukdashav. Rashi almost like mentions like two svaras over here. Rashi says that the big day zav is kaparasa maruba because it's all year round. Doesn't mention the fact that it's mechaper for a lot of things. Just mentioned it's a lot of days. And then big day Yom Kippur, the big day lavan, Rashi says it's not kaparasa maruba, not because it's only once a year. Rashi says because it's not mechaper on a lot of things. Okay, Tzarechian, what exactly Rashi means. But Rashi's mentioning clearly there's two different types of things, two different ways that the big day zav is kaparasa maruba. First of all, the fact that it's all year round, and second of all, it's mechaper on a lot of things. That's definitely what you see from Rashi, though, at least. Shaila just had to read it into Rashi. But anyway, so again, so says the Gemara that you can't say a kavu chaymer that if when changing into the big day zav he needs a tefillah, so then kol shekein when he changes into the big day lava he needs a tefillah. Because it could be the big day zav is more chamer, because the big day zav is kaparasa meruba, whatever that means, but it has this mila that it's kaparasa meruba. So says the Gemara, Ela nafkalei mid the Rebbe Yehuda's makar, that also when the Kohen Gadol changes from the big day Zahav to the big day Lavan, and he needs a tefillah, is from Rabbi's Makar, from the end of the, from the beginning of the parasha, when it says, V'rachatz b'mayim es b'saray, between the carbon tamid and the avodah sayoyim, when he changes out of his big day Zahav into the big day Lavans. When we first learned the Gemara Lama Be'ezam and Aleph, it sounded like it was mutually exclusive. It was a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Makar? But it comes out now, the Gemara is saying that which Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Makar for the tefillah is from the end of the parasha, he didn't mean to say Lafuke Rabbi. We're also going to use Rabbi's Makar. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that the beginning of the parasha, when it says "Varachatz b'mayim es b'saray," that's the makar that when he changes from his big day Lavan, sorry, when he changes from the big day Zav to the big day Lavan, that he needs a tefillah. And the end of the parasha, when it says "Varachatz es b'saray b'mayim," so that's the makar that when he changes from the big day Lavan to the big day Zav, that he needs to do a tefillah. So he has the makar going each way. Says the Gemara Vayter, and again, it doesn't say the words Amar Mar, but it's Kilu, it says Amar Mar, we're quoting what we said on Amar Aleph, that Amar Rebbe, Minayin L'chamish Tfilas V'Yisar Kedusha Shetayva Kohen Gadol Mekadish Rebbe Yoyim. Rebbe said, what's the Makar for the different Tfilas? Tamaloy Mar K'sainas Bad Kodesh Yobash, because the Pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, and the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk, but the Pasuk over there says in the beginning of the parasha, then says, V'rachas B'mayim Es B'Saray. So that was Rebbe's Makar. Halamata Shekol HaMeshanim Avaydul Avayda Shetayva and tefillah. That's what Rebbe said the Makar is, which is a pasuk again, which describes going from the big day Zav to the big day Lavan, from the carbon tamid to the avodah sayoyim. So says the Gemara, Ashkecha me big day Zav the big day Lavan. So in Chanami, now we have a Makar that when he changes from the big day Zav to the big day Lavan, that he needs a tefillah. The big day Lavan, the big day Zav minai. And how do we know that it goes the other way also, that when he changes into the big day Zav, that he needs a tefillah? So again, says the Gemara, Tanid Vera Bishmal Kavachaber, Ma big day Lavan, She'en Kaparasim Meruba, Tu'unin tefillah. If the Kohen Gadol needs to go to the mikvah when changing into his big day Lavan, even though it doesn't have, its Kapara is not Meruba, again, whichever pshat you're going to go with. So big day Zav, shekaparasa meruba, inay din shetun in tefillah. Then surely when he changes into his big day Zav, which is kaparasa meruba, it's more chamer. So then surely you should have to go to the mikvah. And again, says the Gemara, no, because you could also say the opposite. Ikel mifrach mala big day lavan, shekay nichnas ben ofnai v'lofnim. The big day lavan have a mila that it goes ofnai v'lofnim. So maybe really that's the one that's more chamer. So that's why when he changes into the big day lavan, he needs to go to the mikvah. But how do you know that when he changes into this big day Zav, that he needs to go to the mikvah? So says the Gemara, which we really already spoke out in Amud Aleph, that Hainu de Katani va'aymer, that's what Rabbi means when Rabbi then added and he said that big day kodesh heim v'rachatz et pesar b'mai, that the pasuk, there's the extra three words of big day kodesh heim, that the extra three words of big day kodesh heim, the Gemara then brings the rest of the pasuk v'rachatz es pesar b'mai, or really it's v'rachatz b'mai es pesar ulveisham, but the ikar is the first three words big day kodesh heim. That's why Rabbi then mentioned the words big day kodesh heim, that it groups together all the begadim, that they're all equal, that just like he needs to go to the mikvah before changing into his big day lavan, so too he needs to go to the mikvah before changing into his big day zav. I saw in Chashuke Chemetz, Rav Zilberstein writes about a case. Someone asked him, he was deciding between donating sidurim to a shul or to donate machzarim for Rosh Yom Kippur to the shul. And so he asked Rav Zilberstein, which one's the better thing to donate to the shul? So Lamaisa Rav Zilberstein writes that many Sidurim nowadays have the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the back. So if it has the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the back, then there's no Shaila. Avada would be better to donate the Sidurim because it has both. But assuming that the Sidurim don't have the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the back, so then the Shaila is which one's better to donate? The Siddur, which is used all year round, or the Machzor, which is, so to speak, used to go Lefnai V'Lefnim? It's used to, for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And so Rav Zilberstein said that based on our Gemara, you see that they're completely equal. That this din of Kaparasa Meruba, the begadim that are used all year round, and the Lefnai V'Lefnim, the begadim that are used to go to Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Gemara seems to say that neither one is more chamer than the other. And therefore, Zilberstein declares that maybe there would be no mila of each one over the other, and there would be each one's equal. Both options would be equal. He mentions also the Gemara in Zvachim. Over there, the Gemara in Zvachim is Dan. Which one's better? Which one has a bigger mila? Tadir or something which is more mekudosh? Something which is more frequent, we'll say, or something which is holier? So which one is kaidem? And over there, the Gemara is not doesn't have a conclusion. And therefore, he says that so too over here. We have the Siddur, which is more tadir. We have the Machzor, which is more mekudosh, perhaps. And therefore, he says that maybe there's no reason to donate one more than the other. And it's up to you, whichever one you would rather. together. However, then he brings from Shas and Tshuva's Ber Yitzchak over there, Tshuva Chaf, where the Ber Yitzchak writes that the Tefillah of Shacharis is considered more Mekudosh than the Tefillah of Musaf. Because the Tefillah of Shacharis, of a weekday, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, where the Shacharis and Musaf, the Tefillah of Shacharis is considered more Mekudosh because it has more brachos. So based on that, Zilberstein says the Siddur is used to say more brachos, and therefore the Siddur is even more Mekudosh. And not only is it more Tadir, but it's even more Mekudosh, and therefore he says it's better to donate the Siddurim than to donate the Machzer. That's what he said. But from our Gemara, though, in terms of Lefnai Lefnim and the Maila of Kaparasa Maruba, that he pointed out that from our Gemara, it seems like both of these Mailas are equal. Says the Gemara Vayter, and again, the Gemara does not say the words Amar Mar, but it's Kilu it says it. We're going back now on what we said on Amud Aleph. We said that B'chamish Avoydei saying there's the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Big Days of, that the Kohen Gadol performs the Tamid Shel Shachar wearing the Big Days of, Avoydes Hayoyim is the Big Day Lavon, Eloi Ve'el Ha'am, the Big Days of, the Kafu Machta, he takes out the Kafu Machta from the Kodesh HaKadosh wearing the Big Day Lavon, and then there's the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the Big Days of. And we asked, again, this is still a quote from Amud Aleph, we said, U'minayin Shekot Tfilu Tfila, Tzricha, Shtei Kiddushin. How do we know that each tefillah requires two Kiddushin? So we said, Tamul Leimer, the Pasuk says, in the end of the parasha, Ufashat, it says, the Pasuk of Gimel, it says Ufashat, and then in Pasuk of Dal, it says, Virachatz. So he darshins Ufashat, Virachatz, Vilavash, from the fact that it says Virachatz in between the two, so he darshins that this Virachatz at the end of the parasha, again, this only, we'll see soon, this is obviously only going to make sense if you Rebbe, according to Rabbi Huda, this Virachatz was used as the Makar for tefillah. But like we spoke out already in the previous year, that Rebbe learned out tefillah from the beginning of the parasha. So Rebbe had this varachatz as extra, that this varachatz that it says at the end of the parasha is extra. So he learned that this varachatz is talking about Kiddush Yedai V'Raglayim, and being that it says it between Ufashat and it says and the Lavash, so he learned that there's a Rechitza, that there's a Kiddush Yedai V'Raglayim for the Pshita, and a Kiddush Yedai V'Raglayim for the Levisha, that each tefillah is accompanied with two Kiddushin. That's what we said on the previous Dhamma. Now says the Gemara, Frek the Gemara, how could Rebbe say, how could we say that that's the Makar for Kiddush Yedai V'Raglayim? Hai bet Tfilaksiv. That Pasuk of Dal is clearly talking about Tfilah. Rashi says it's talking about Tfilah because it says Varachatz es Besaroi V'Mayim. You wouldn't say Varachatz es Besaroi V'Mayim if you're talking about Kiddush Yedai V'Raglayim. You're washing your hands and your feet. You don't say you're washing this Basar. So the Pasuk is clearly talking about Tfilah. So how could we say that this is the Makar for Kiddush Yedai V'Raglayim? Says the Gemara, "Emena inin l'tfila de nafkli mevigdei kodeshem." No, because if it's, it can't be used talking about referring to tefillah, because that we already, like again, l'fi Rebbe, that we already know from earlier in the parasha, from pasuk dalad, from the pasuk which has vigdei kodeshem. That from that pasuk, from pasuk dalad, we already learn out that there's a din tefillah between each of by each change of avoda. So this varachatz can't be referring to the. Can't be teaching me anything about tefillah because it's unnecessary. So therefore, we say tineu in l'kiddush. Even though in the pasuk, the pasuk pshat, the pshat of the pasuk would seem to say that it's talking about tefillah, but there's a certain way of darshaning the Torah imena inyan that imena inyan l'tefillah. So tineu in l'kiddush. That if it can't be talking about tefillah because we already have a makar for tefillah, so then we'll say it's talking about something else. We'll say it's talking about kiddush yedai v'raglayim, and therefore that's the makar that there's two kiddushin by each tefillah. So what's the talk of the pshat that if it's really talking about kiddush yedayim v'raglayim? So why didn't the Torah say it like that? Why didn't it call it a kiddush? Says the Gemara, Hakamash Malon the tefillah kiddush. The reason why we dafka said it in the lashon of tefillah is in order to compare tefillah to kiddush. Dama kiddush b'makom kadosh, just like kiddush yedayim v'raglayim is done b'makom kadosh, as the pasuk says. It says Barachas es pesar v'mayim. This pasuk chavdal b'makom kadosh. So if it's referred to kiddush yedayim v'raglayim and it's saying and it says lahedin the pasuk, that's b'makom kadosh. And so we said that the lashon tefillah to then compare tefillah to it. That just like Kiddush is done by Malkum Kaddish, af tefillah by Malkum Kaddish, so to tefillah on Yom Kippur, the last four tefillahs are done by Malkum Kaddish. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Kiddush Minale. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim from? Again, we said that Rabbi learns it out from the end of the parasha, from Pasuk of Dalet, where the Pasuk says, V'rachatz es besaro v'mayim. But we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Makar for Tefillah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, where does he know the din that there's two Kiddushim by each Tefillah? So says the Gemara, Nafkalei midi Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. He learns it out from Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon's drasha that we mentioned in Nomad Aleph, that Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon learned out the Kal V'Chomer from from Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim all year round, from any time a person goes into the Azara, that Midaraisa, he doesn't need Tefillah, and he needs Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. So the Kohen Gadol who needs Tefillah, Kol Shekin, he needs Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. So that's how he learned that one Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, and then he learned that from Asher Lavash that there's a second Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. So Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that he'll learn like Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, that that's the Makar, that there's two Kiddushim by each Tefillah. Says the Gemara Beiter, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, and Rashi points out, that Rav Chista understood Rebbe, again, we said that what's the Makar for Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim? So Rebbe said it's from that which it says, Ufasha V'Rachatz V'Rachatz V'Lavash. Now, again, not that it actually says those four words. The Pasuk of Gimel says Ufashat, and then the Pasuk of Dal, it talks about Varachatz and Velavash, and so Rebbe learned from the fact that it says Varachatz in between Ufashat and Velavash, that it's Kilo, it said Varachatz twice, and Ufashat, Varachatz, Varachatz, Velavash, that there's a Rechitza after Pshita, and there's a Rechitza before Levisha. So now Rashi points out that Rav Chista understood Rebbe Kipshuta, that when Rebbe learns out from Ufashat, Varachatz, Varachatz, Velavash, it means that the two Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, the two Kiddushin, are done in between, sandwiched in between the Pshita and the Levisha. He takes, the Kohen Gadol first takes off his clothing that he was wearing until now. He does a Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, goes to the mikvah, does another Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, and then puts on the new clothing. The two Kiddushin are smacked in between, sandwiched in between the Pshita and the Levisha. That's how Rav Chista understood Rebbe. So now says the Gemara, I'm Rav Chista, with this background in mind from Rashi, that had the Rebbe mafka mid Rabbi Meir umafka mid Rabbanan. This drasha of Rebbe, it comes out, it's not like Shitas Rabbi Meir, and it's not like Shitas Rabbanan. It's a third Shita. Mafka mid Rabbanan, it's not like the Rabbanan. Dilu Rabbanan, we mentioned the Shita that this Machlaik is Rebbe and Rabbanan alam and alfa mebeis, but the Gemara is going to speak it out again. Dilu Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Ami, they say that Kishu Lavash Mekadish. They say that's while he's still dressed in the clothing that he's changing out of, that's while he's still dressed, that's when he does the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. The Iyu, and yet he, Rebbe, if we're understanding Rebbe Kipshutai, Amar, he's saying that Kishu Paishet Mekadish. It's only after he gets undressed, that's when he does the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. So clearly Rebbe is not like the Chachamim. And he's also mafkim in Rabbi Meir. He's also not like Rabbi Meir. Dilu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that Amar. He said Dilu Rabbi Meir Amar that hach kiddush basra. The second kiddush yedayim v'raglayim in each tefillah is kishu lavash mekadesh. He does the second kiddush yedayim v'raglayim only after he's dressed. After he gets dressed into the new begadim, that's when he does kiddush yedayim v'raglayim. But Rabbi. V'yu, Amar Rebbe says, Kishu Paishe Mekadesh, that it's after he gets undressed, that's when he does the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. Again, because if we understand Rebbe Kipshutai, that Upasha V'Rachatz, V'Rachatz V'Lavash, that the two Rechitzas, the two Kiddushin are done in between the Pshita and the Levisha, so it comes out that Rebbe is a third Shita, he's not like the Chachamim who say that he does the first Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim while dressed, and he's not like Rabbi Meir, who says that the second Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim is done only after getting dressed. According to Rebbe, the two Kiddushin are done in between the Pshita and the Levisha. That's what Rav Chista pointed out. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he's chaylik on how to understand Rebbe, and he says, no, you're not supposed to understand Rebbe Kipshutai. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Hakol Maiden, Hakol, everyone agrees, meaning even Rebbe agrees that B'Kiddush Sheni, when it comes to the second Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, is Shalayvesh V'Achar Kach Mekadesh. That's only after he gets dressed that then he does the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. So he gets undressed, he does Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, and then it's only after he gets dressed into the new Begadim, that's when he does the second Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, just like Shitas Rabbi Meir. Because no one could argue on that. No one could argue that the second Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim has to be after he gets dressed. My time, how do I know that? Because the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Ay v'gishtam el ha-mizbech, this is the Pasuk that it says by Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim all year round, by a regular Kayin, it says that he does Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim and then he goes to the Mizbeach. Now, so he learns from there, Rav Acha bar Yaakov learns from there that Misha einu mechusar el ha-gisha, that the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim is done by someone who's only lacking just going to the Mizbeach. Yata Zeh, coming to exclude this person who is undressed, Shemechusar Levisha V'Gisha, that he's lacking still to get dressed and then to go to the Mizbeach. Meaning, Rav Acha bar Yaakov learned from the Lashon of the Pasuk that the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim is always the last thing done before starting the Aveda. It's not done before getting dressed, because then the Pasuk should have said that he does Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, then he still has to do, the Pasuk can't just say now, and now he goes to the Mizbeach. He still needs to get dressed first. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov learned that no, it must be that it's only after he gets dressed that that's when you do Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. There's always a Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim after getting dressed, straight the thing that's last done right before then going ahead and starting to perform the Avodah. And therefore, if Achim Yaakov said that you're not supposed to understand Rabbi Kipshutai, Avada, the second Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, is not done before the Levisha, it's done after the Levisha. And then in which case it comes out that Rabbi is not a third Shita, Rabbi is like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha braid the Rava to Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, he said to Rav Ashi, that Lai Rav Chista Islei Rav Acha, it has to be that Rav Chista, who said that the two Kiddushin are sandwiched in between the Pshita and the Levisha, Lai Rav Chista Islei Rav Acha, he obviously does not hold the Rav Acha that you need to have a Kiddush Yadayim for a Glaim after the Levisha, V'Lai Rav Acha Islei Rav Chista, and Rav Acha must not hold the Rav Chista. They both can't hold of each other, that the way to understand Rebbe is that there's two kiddushin that are smacked, that are sandwiched in between the kiddush and yadayim, that are sandwiched in between the pshita and the levisha, and that there's a tefillah that has to be done after the levisha. Because the imkain, if so, the Rebbe have a luchameser kiddushin. Because if they would both hold of each other, it would come out that every tefillah is going to have three kiddushin. There's going to be two that are sandwiched in between the pshita and the levisha, and then there's going to be another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that's done after the levisha, as being the last thing done before starting the avodah. So it must be that they don't hold of each other, because if they held of each other, then every tefillah is going to have three kiddushin, and it's going to be that, being that there's five tefillahs, there's going to be a total of 15 kiddushin. And we know that there's only supposed to be, we have a lachamash, mesina, yamasayir, whatever it is, that there's only 10 kiddushin. So obviously these two shitas, Rav Chista and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, obviously they don't hold of each other. We'll do a couple more lines, says the Gemara. So we said in the Mishnah, we said that after the Kohen Gadol, he gets on his big day Zav, and after he gets on his big day Zav, he goes, they bring him the Karban Tamid, and he starts to do the Shechita. So says the Gemara, my Kratzai, what does this word Kratzai mean? Amar Ula Lishna de Kitla, it's a Lashna of killing, of Shechting, Lishna de Kitlahu. Amar Av Nachman by Yitzchak, my Kra, where do we find this type of Lashna that it means killing? That kratzai means killing, says the Gemara. Egla yaf yafia Mitzrayim keretz mitzafin ba va. Because the pasuk says about Mitzrayim, it says nevuah that Bavel is gonna wipe out the Mitzrayim, and the lashon of the pasuk is that Mitzrayim are an egla yaf yafia, that they're an egla that's very nice Mitzrayim keretz mitzafin ba va. And then the pasuk says it's lashon of carrots. So now says the Gemara, my mashma. So how do you see from there that carrots is a lashon of killing? So says the Gemara, k'de mitargim Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef translated the pasuk to mean that Malka Ya'e have a Mitzrayim. That it means to say that Mitzrayim is a nice kingdom. Amimin katoylin mitzipuna yesun Allah. But however, there's going to be people from the north, referring to Bavel, that they're going to come and they're going to kill and they're going to wipe out the Mitzrayim. So you see that carrots, it's a lashon of katoylin, it's a lashon of kitla. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what Ula meant when he said that Kratzah is a lishna de kitlahu.